I grew up speaking two different languages, English and German, at the same time, and both these languages have a word that sounds exactly the same, yet each language has an opposite meaning for the same sound. The word is gift, and it sounds exactly the same as I said it in both languages. So we have the English definition first, which is to make a gift of. Something given voluntarily without payment in return as to show favour towards someone, to honour an occasion, or to make a gesture with. The act or process of giving, or a special ability or capacity, talent, or natural endowment. And then we have the German definition of gift, which is poison, a substance with a property that tends to destroy life or impair health, something harmful that can impair function, cause structural damage, or otherwise injure the body, or is toxic, something that destroys, corrupts, or otherwise damages, as in the poison of slander or fascism. An ancient Roman called Pliny the Elder describes over 7,000 different forms of poison. One that he described was the blood of a duck found in a certain district of Pontus, which was supposed to live on poisoned food, and the blood of this duck was afterwards used in the preparation of Mithridatum because it fed on poisonous plants and suffered no harm. The blood of this duck was used to prepare this cure called Mithridatum because it was exposed to the poison and was unharmed. So keep in mind those opposite meanings of the two languages and consider how interesting it is that most true experts are the ones that come to feed on some form of poison in their life. And by the end of the journey, by the end of the process of going through all of that, they suffer no harm by the end. Yet conversely, the people who talk about good and evil and portray themselves as knowledgeable on good and evil, most of them have never experienced much of the true darkness or evil that people or the world have to offer. That's all I have for you today, and I'll see you on the next episode of this podcast.